Here with Browns wide receiver Nate Burleson. And Nate, on Saturday, you go back to Detroit for the preseason opener. How you feeling?
I feel good, man. You know, even though I'm from Seattle, Detroit's like my second home. 4 years I spent there. Great people in the city. And more importantly, I got my boys there, man. Those are like brothers to me. So I'm excited to get back. Hopefully we get the win and I play very well in the city I used to play in.
Going back there, you want to show out, I'm sure. You got the Lion Blood clothing line. Oh, yeah. Shameless plug right there. But I think there's going to be some Lion Blood on the field this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. You know, I'm a Leo, so, you know, I wake up to hunt what I want and definitely believe when I get to Detroit, I'm going to go hunting. It's time to make some plays. You know, I got to make a statement for both cities, you know, for a team that I used to play for and Detroit fans that support me and also for the people here in Cleveland. You know, I got to show them that I'm worth to bring in and go out there and show out.
How do you feel this wide receiver group's coming along?
I think we're doing well. You know, we're playing very consistent, you know, making plays. We got two very good quarterbacks competing for one spot. I mean, if you just look at the way we're running around, you know, we're obviously got a hold of the playbook. And when the ball's in the air, we're hungry, you know, and that's really the most important thing is going out there when the ball is thrown, be competitive, come down with it, you know, and that's just us making ourselves more available to the quarterback so he has confidence to throw us the ball in the game.
Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel, how do you assess those two so far?
You can't really pick one right now. Like I've been saying before, I'm glad I'm not the one making the decisions upstairs because it's a close competition. But with that being said, it means that we're going to have the best guy on the field, you know, come the first game of the year. You know, we still got about 4 weeks where we can figure this out. And until then, you know, we're going to let them throw the rock around and everything going to work itself out.
Brian Hoyer, obviously, as command of the playbook, command of the huddle, you can see that.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, that was one of the things he struggled with early.
Yeah.
How has he progressed in that regard, in the huddle, calling the plays, and just with his command and confidence?
Well, you know, he's a rookie, so he's going to make mistakes, and he's in a new system. Everybody here is in a new system. You know, he's smart. He's very intelligent. I mean, he's been a pro. He knows how to be a pro. So, you know, once Johnny gets a hold of the playbook, you can tell when he's extremely confident in a play just by watching him, his mannerisms, how he drops back and throws the ball. Even a little bit of swagger after the completion, you can tell it's starting to click a little bit. And with his type of talent level, if the playbook clicks, it's going to be tough for any defense to stop him.
Nate Burleson and Josh Gordon,
how good
can that be here in Cleveland?
Man, that could be very special, man. I've made a career off being a really good compliment player. You know, I played next to Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson. And, you know, let me say this right now. Josh is up there with talent. You know, he got obviously some room to grow. And if he can, you know, mature as a professional athlete and just work his butt off, he can easily every year be one of the best receivers in the league and go down as one of the biggest threats. So I'm excited, man. One, he's going to get me open.
That's right.
I'll easily eat the crumbs off his plate.
I see you in one-on-ones dominating, so single coverage is like no big deal.
That's what it's about. And you know, I'm going to try to do my part. You know, I was brought to Detroit to get Calvin open. I was brought to Minnesota to help Randy get open. And I'm going to do the same thing here. If I make enough plays, it's going to make his job easier.
And last one, the defensive backs. We've heard a lot of talk about how good and deep this secondary is.
Yeah.
You've played against a lot of secondaries. How good is this secondary, and how much does that prepare you guys for games when you don't have to play them anymore?
Oh, my gosh. You know, they're so tall and athletic, and they're ball hawks. They love to get their hands on the ball, and they're aggressive. They're aggressive with their hands. They're very physical. It just makes it easier on us as receivers knowing that we're going to go in the game day not facing guys like this, not facing aggressive DBs, not facing guys who want to bump coverage just every play. So every day is a battle for us. But it's almost going to be easier when we face DBs that might be as talented, but they don't have the aggression. So we're going to look at game day almost like the dessert. You know, right now we're just working away at the entree each week. And, you know, trust me, when game day comes along, we're going to be thankful that we're playing against elite DBs every day.